Attending med school can be tough.
It is, as people describe it, one hell of a bullshit ride.
So how do we survive as medical students?
Med talks, med life, med crisis.
Hear it all on MedCast.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of MedCast. This is me, Karen.
And Ara. So tonight, after our very last episode, very kalat episode, we're going to try to be, relevant tonight and try to keep things a bit serious but light. So, you know, it's been almost a year that we've been on an online learning setup. Ikaw, Karen, like you're already done with the school year.
Yes, thankfully.
So you've made it through third year na fully online lang. And, you know, we figured we've been getting a lot of requests from you guys, our listeners, to talk about the fatigue that people feel during online classes, the stress, the pressure, and, you know, just the overall, there's a term for it, the languish. Ano ba yun?
Languishing?
Languishing, yeah. The feeling of languishing that we have with online learning. So we took it upon ourselves to invite someone who is very, very, very sikat, very influential social media, TikTok influencer. Yeah. We've invited someone who I believe will share really good insights and will really start a productive conversation, a very relatable conversation to all of us med students, which we all need right now, especially because the school year is ending. May bago na naman, hindi natin alam what's to come. But hopefully, you know, we could discuss this, we could talk about this more in depth, and our guest, maybe he could share some very helpful insights to us. So, hindi ko na patatagalin. That's all. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kiliman Guru. Hello!
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for inviting me to your podcast, MedCast. I like the name. It sounds so catchy. MedCast. You'll never
thank
forget
you so
that.
Much. We're so honored to have you here, honestly.
Grabe naman yung honored. I'm just your regular average guy on TikTok.
Yeah, but we're still starstruck to have a TikToker here on our podcast.
Hindi pa siya nagsisink in.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, right off the bat, I've always been curious. Bakit nga ba Dr. Kiliman Guru? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, Kiliman Guru. Yeah, you gotta say it with more energy.
Sorry,
Kiliman Guru.
Yeah, well, if you don't already know, my full name kasi, as in sobrang haba niya, it's what people always remember me for. My long name. They know I have a long name, pero hindi nila naalala lahat ng pangalan ko. It's Winston Kilimanjaro Crayones Tiwakin. So my last name is Tiwakin, and my given name are the first three ones: Winston Kilimanjaro Crayones. My mom wanted my name to be so unique that she was like, "Okay, let me come up with a weird name."
Super unique.
And she got the name Kilimanjaro from a mountain in South Africa, and she was like, "Okay, this sounds so nice." And I wanted to come up with something parang, I don't know, catchy din as a content creator, something for people to remember me by, because Doc Winston, parang, what's that? So since I teach health advice, I lecture about medical stuff, kaya I was like, oh, okay, let me change the Jaro into Guru so that, you know, when you hear Guru, it sounds like a teacher. So you have an idea of what my content is about. So it's like Dr. Kilman Guru. So my doctor, just my guru. So it's probably something teaching about medical stuff, di ba?
Right. So very effective naman yung pag-rename ng Kiliman Guru, kasi that's what really sticks to people. I mean, you know, I remember you by that. Unlike kung if you actually stayed with Dr. Winston.
Right, okay. Winston, but what's that?
It's a bland,
true.
Okay, so like how long have you been Dr. Kiliman Guru? Like tell us more about yourself and how you started with this whole social media presence.
Yeah, well, Kilimanjaro has been around since, oh my goodness, I don't know, since undergrad pa eh. I don't know,
Really?
may more than 5 years na ata siya or something si Kilimanjaro. However, my content before wasn't really medical. Like while I was a student, I didn't want to go into the whole medical thing. Parang I felt I need to learn more and build more credibility before I can talk about medical stuff. Kasi parang, alam mo yun, student ka pa lang, you're still learning about it. So, yung mga content ko talaga, I think you'd be surprised. Like, puro relationship advice. Yung mga ganun, I was
Kaya
trying to be
guru
like,
talaga.
yeah, I was
Kung
trying to be
saan
like a
magaling
love
ang med
guru
student.
or something. Yung mga ganun. Hindi ko alam kung anong ina-achieve ko dun sa mga content ko na yun. And I don't know, I also tried out some skits, yung mga ganun. Hindi ko alam, tinatry ko magpaka-mimiya before. Obviously, that did not work out. And yung mga medical content came out na lang during internship when I graduated na from med school. And I didn't really start out as like, you know, directly giving educational stuff. I started with, I don't know if you've seen some of my videos where I like sing or something. Yeah, I on Facebook, that's on Facebook. The first singing video I made was about how to coach mothers in the delivery room. It's like, hinga kang malalim, pigil and push, yung mga ganun. My inspiration for that was because nung clerkship, yun yung pinakaunang rotation namin, OB. And sobrang kinakabahan talaga ako. May 2 weeks rotation kasi kami sa government. And lagi nilang sinasabi, oh, pag nag-rotate ka na sa government, C1, do 1 lang kayo. Pag tinuro ng resident sa inyo kung paano magpaanak, ikaw naman, the rest gagawin mo na on your own without assistance. So I'm just like, oh my God, this is so scary. Like, I cannot. Pwedeng wag na lang. Pero ayun, eventually naman, you just have to work with the fear kasi wala eh. Kailangan talaga natin gawin. And yung pinaka napansin ko kasi is, yung mga first-time mothers, hindi sila marunong mag-push. And lagi silang pinapagalitan ng mga residents. And I felt so bad kasi parang in pain ka na nga. Tapos pinapagalitan galitan ka pa ng residente. And kaya yung ginagawa ko noon as a clerk, pag nasa labor room pa lang sila noon, tinuturuan ko na yung mga first-time mothers, okay, mami, ganito pa yung gagawin nyo ha, kasi magagalit yung mga residente sa inyo pag di mo ginawa to, kaya gawin mo to ha. And I didn't want to keep repeating myself. So sabi ko, what if I make a video out of it? Para naman handa lahat ng mga mothers pagpasok nila ng delivery room. That's why I made that video. And I'm happy it became a success. Kasi when I read the comments, there are some mothers who are like, oh my goodness, thank you so much for your video, Doc. Kasi madali lang yung pag-push ko. Alam ko na kung anong gagawin ko. Even some of the obstetricians, they were like, thank you so much, Doc. My patients were nabawasan yung fear nila because of your video sa pagpupush. Mas, kumbaga, they were more mentally and physically prepared pagpasok sa delivery room, yung mga first-time mothers. And I'm really happy na, you know, I was able to achieve that with my video. And yung Dr. Kilimanjaro really became a name nung pagpasok ko na lang sa TikTok. And for some reason, di ko alam, parang ang bilis ng growth sa TikTok compared sa other social media platforms, no? Parang ang bilis, parang anytime, any day, you'll just get famous in an instant, yung ganun. Pero kasi sa Facebook, parang kailangan mo talaga i-build, pati sa YouTube, it takes longer pa sa YouTube. Oh my goodness. Pero sa TikTok, I gained like 1 million in 1 month. Sabi ko parang 1 million followers in 1 month. I was like, how is this even possible? Is this even true? Pero siguro kasi I think I posted the right content at the right time. Kasi alam mo, pandemic, 'di ba? And like that was like around June ako nag-start mag-post noon eh. And I don't know, a lot of people had so many questions about health. And I think kokonti lang kasi nung time na yun, yung mga health educators sa TikTok. I mean, there's like Doc Adam, there's Doc Willie Ong, we know them. Pero sa TikTok, parang wala. Kung meron man, it's an American in English form. Pero walang Tagalog health videos. And I think that's really important. Kasi alam ka naman na not all laymen kasi will understand the English version. I'm not saying hindi tayo magaling sa English, pero kasi yung mga medical terms in English, mahirap i-grasp, no, as a layman Filipino. I mean, I know myself kasi bago ako pumasok ng med, may mga hindi talaga ako alam, hindi ko maintindihan. Pero when translated into Tagalog, mas magigets talaga nung layman. And that's the most important thing din kasi when we are teaching our patients, diba, we want them to understand their sickness. Kasi if they don't understand it, they might not take it seriously. Kasi that's the only way we can convince them to be compliant with their medications, diba? Kasi madaming ganun yung mga pumapasok sa emergency room na nag-stroke, may heart attack, tapos tatanungin mo, Tay, araw-araw ka bang umiinom ng maintenance mo? Tapos, ay hindi, iniinom ko lang pag sumasakit yung ulo ko, iniinom ko lang pag may nararamdaman akong kakaiba, which is not the case, diba? They should take it daily, regardless of whether or not they feel anything. So that's how I felt it was important to make these health educational videos in Tagalog para, alam mo yun, ma-embed mo talaga sa utak nila na, oh, this is what your disease is. You need to take it seriously. Gana.
That's what I really like about your content kasi there are a lot of social media influencers out there who are aligned in the medical profession but they don't really share as much content or it's not really that in-depth or in terms that you could understand. Parang, halimbawa, there are doctors who share about their daily lives, diba, their patients, ganyan, pero they don't really communicate mismo with the patient to make them understand their condition. So, I really, like, admire you talaga for what you do.
Thank you so much.
And for using such, like, an influential platform such as TikTok. Like, alam mo yun, it's nice that you're able to use it for something that's really beneficial for a lot of people.
I really thought pang sayaw-sayaw lang yung TikTok at first. I really thought ganun lang yun. Kaya ayoko mag-download ng app nun. Like, start March, around March, kasi parang sumisikat na yung TikTok nun eh. And they were like, uy, mag-download ka na ng TikTok, mag-TikTok ka na. I'm like, huh? What? I'm not gonna do that stuff. Like, yung sayaw-sayaw na yan, hindi ko yan bagay. But then when I downloaded TikTok, I saw that there were educational content creators din pala, like si Teacher Laika, si Pharmacist Archie, yung mga ganun. Sabi ko, ah, interested pala mga tao dito. Sige nga, try ko mag-contribute.
Well, speaking of, like you mentioned kanina, the doctor-patient relationship, you touched upon that a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's something that me, as a clerk right now, I didn't get to experience it and I probably never will for my entire clerkship year. So, I want to get your like insights on what you think this whole online learning situation is, you know, kind of like affecting our future doctors. Like, sobrang hirap kasi. Like, what do you think is really happening? Because you're now a licensed doctor. So I want to get your thoughts on what you think the situation is with online learning for medical students.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty difficult for me to comment on that. Like, I really want to experience sana para ramdam ko talaga yung pinagdadaanan nyo. However, siguro in some way, parang na-experience ko ang online learning. Kasi when we were reviewing for the board exams, I was enrolled in Top Notch. And usually face-to-face yun. We were all excited na mag-face-to-face, like go to Manila and all that stuff. Alam mo yun, rent a condo or something, an apartment. Right. Tapos magsama-sama kayong mag-group mates na nag-aaral. But then that didn't happen. And we had to rely on the online learning platform. And at first, we were all a little bit scared na we wouldn't be able to learn as much. Like yung maximal learning na ibibigay sana ng Top Notch if it were face-to-face, hindi namin makukuha pagka online learning. Because we heard from our seniors, like, ako, tanong ako ng tanong, Doc, paano nung face-to-face, tinuturo ba yung topic as in like in detail nung face-to-face kayo sa classroom? Sasabi lang, ala, oo, yun yung ginagawa. Ano bang ginagawa sa inyo? Yung ginagawa kasi sa amin is, so they give us the handouts and we're supposed to read the handouts fully on our own without guidance. And then, yun yung phase zero na tinawag nila. Tapos yung phase one, this is where there are like 100 questions and per subject. And each question, there's a video lecture explaining the answer and why the other choices are wrong. So parang ganun siya yung question, this is it, question, this is it. So parang walang topic talaga na diniscuss in full. So parang nung time na yun, we were all like, oh my God, we're all gonna fail. We're not gonna make it. Oh my God. This online thing is not working. Like, na-stress kami kasi, alam mo yun, mas maganda talaga pag when you're in that setting para, you know, ma-pressure ka sa mga katabi mo na nakikinig, na right. nagtitake ng notes. Pero ito kasi, it's like 70% you're learning on your own, 30% guidance yeah. from top notch. So parang, okay, sige, wala na tayong magagawa eh. Ito na lang kung anong meron sa atin. Kaya, sige, push na lang natin. So, yung na-imagine ko siguro sa clerkship kasi, parang sa inyo ba, is it purely online pa rin ba until now? Or may face-to-face naman kahit papano?
Well, at least for me, yung face-to-face namin, pabalik pa lang siya, I think, in the next coming weeks. Kasi diba nag-ECQ. But we had it before yeah. and then it was stopped because of the ECQ. And then now, I think they're just gonna focus mainly on skills lab. Mm-mm. So there's, hindi pa rin, for me ha, parang hindi pa rin kasi enough yun. Actually, hindi yeah, naman talaga siya enough. Yeah. Ayun, for me, as a clerk, what happens is, parang wala siyang pinagkaiba with the previous years. So, you sit in the rounds. Kasi ang sabi sa amin, di ba, pag morning rounds, yung clerk yung nagigisa. Yung clerk yung napapagalitan, yeah. napapagsabihan, ganyan. But now, what we do, we're just, war flashbacks. Na parang, what happens now is just, we observe, ganun lang. So, we don't really know the patients that they're endorsing. Hindi namin alam, wala kaming idea on yeah. what happened the night before. And then the morning or the rest of the sessions for the day is just lectures. Kayo ba, Karen, with third year?
Yeah, puro lectures din talaga eh. And then precepts, okay. that's about it.
yeah.
But I want to ask, as a licensed doctor and with what Ara said, do you think nakakompromise yung... ano ba, quality of education now that we're having online classes? Like, we want to know your thoughts on it.
Well, I wouldn't say nako-compromise yung quality of okay. education. Siguro yung nako-compromise talaga is your preparedness in the field. Kasi yung how I saw clerkship and internship was like your training battle for the real world, no? Kasi if you don't really experience it hands-on, you know, like firsthand, like actually you doing it, di ba?
Right.
Parang masyashock ka eh sa culture talaga once you really experience it. So parang I was glad na may clerkship and internship parang to give me the idea of how the system works and how to actually deal with patients. Kasi when they teach us about, you know, physician-patient interaction, oh, this is what you do, this is the ideal thing to do. Pero when you actually apply it, parang, oh, hindi naman. It doesn't work. So parang you have to...
Fake news
You have to adjust accordingly talaga. It's not... Yung lahat ng natututunan natin sa classroom, syempre about the diseases. I mean, di naman talaga magbabago yun. Pero in terms of the practical approach, no, the... dealing with patients, you know, taking care of them, how to talk with them. Ibang-iba talaga. And also yung mga other skills, yung pagtatahe, yung pagsuswero, yung pagbibigay ng gamot, yung pag-diagnose, yung mga ganun, yung pag-case report pa, yung ganun. Clerkship and internship really molded me. Parang, alam mo yun, ah, okay, ito pala yun. Now I know what I'm going to do. So siguro, sa part ninyo, when, well, you're still a clerk, diba? And yeah. pagka feel ko naman pagdating ng internship is, ano na, medyo nag-ease into face-to-face naman na kasi, diba? Because you're of right. the vaccination rollouts. And siguro the greatest advice I can probably give to you is pagpasok ko ng internship, mag all out ka na, like magpabibo ka na lang, ganun. I mean, hindi naman ako super pabibo noon nung internship. Parang if I see something interesting, like I would, you know, parang makikinbo, mm-hmm. Hey, doc, paano yan? Yung parang gano'n, kumakunwari interested. Para ano. And natutuwa naman yung consultants if you show interest. Ako kasi most of the time nahihiya ako kasi baka yung interest ko eh parang sabihin na, hindi mo alam yan. Natatakot ako na sabihin ako ng gano'n eh. Yung, hindi mo alam gawin yan. Yung mm-hmm. suture na yan, hindi mo alam kung paano
Same.
Gawin. Natatakot ako.
As a bubble.
Pero, they actually do like it when you ask many questions. Meron kasi isang department noon, ENT, that was ENT, like super super wala talaga akong alam. Like, pati yung pag-extract ng foreign body sa ilong, like, I don't know how to do that. But the resident was so accommodating. She was second year resident yun. It's like, ala, sige, ito yung gawin mo. Pag may ganitong pasyente, ipasok ko lang yung alligator. Tapos, yung mga ganun-ganun. Eh, very excited din sila magturo when you show interest in their field. So, don't be afraid to ask questions, no? I-maximize mo na dun sa internship. And for you, no, as a third year, I think mag-ease in din naman yan sa clerkship ng face-to-face. Kasi ngayon sa Baguio, may face-to-face na actually yung mga clerks, pero very limited, like 8 hours in a day. Yeah. Tapos yung pinakamahaba ata is like 16 hours. Parang hindi na nangyayari yung mga overnight stuff. And I don't know, yung mga stories na naririnig ko, kasi may mga ibang clerks, I'm not saying all of them, may mga ibang clerks kasi na they don't initiate. Like, pagtatanungin mo sila, uy, ano na nakapagswero na ba kayo, yung basic na skill, pagsuswero, di ba? Tapos parang wala daw nag-initiate na magswero. Parang yung sinasabi palagi ng mga clerks, ay, hindi naman kasi inutos sa amin, sinabi nila. So parang super toxic kasi sa hospital eh. So parang you can't wait for your senior to utos something to you. Yung mga alam mo namang kaya mong gawin on your own, yung mga swero, yung mga stuff na ganun, go, you try lang. I-try mo lang yung mga ano pa ba yung mga ginagawa? Yung pag-insert ng catheter, yung mga ganun. Mm-hmm. Ano pa ba? Yung mga ganun. So, yung mga things na you can do on your own na alam mo naman, like, go na. Don't wait for parang instructions, ganun. Or if not, magpaalam ka na lang pag may medyo parang mahirap na skill na gagawin. Ay, doc, I'm going to do this. Can you please guide me? Yung mga ganun lang. Parang, kumbaga, kayo na yung mag-initiate. Kasi I think parang yung mga residents today, mas madami silang iniisip. Like, pre-pandemic, dami na nilang iniisip, di ba? Pero nakakapagturo pa sila. Pero now, na pandemic, mas madami pa silang iniisip. Kaya parang, nakakalimutan na ata nila kasi na mag-initiate ng pagtuturo. So parang, it has to come from you. Na parang, uy, doc, paano to? Yung mga ganun. Para you just remind them na, ay, oh, pala, may clerk at saka intern pala. So, nakakalimutan nila. So, doc, paano to? Ano pong gagawin ko? Yung mga ganun. Just ask questions. They love it. They love it. Meron lang talaga yung iba na hindi ko alam. Pag nagtanong ka, dapat nabasahan mo na yan, di ba? May mga ganun kasi. Hindi ko alam.
Meron talaga.
Yung, di ba dapat nabasahan mo na yan? Huh? Di ba dapat tinuturuan nyo rin kasi kami? Pero anyway, just kung makaka-vibes mo naman yung resident, mafe-feel mo naman pag ano eh, pag chill-chill tong residente na to. And pagka na-build mo na yung rapport with the resident, go ask ka na ng questions. Always grab the opportunity to learn. Don't wait for them to give you that opportunity, you make the opportunity.
Wow.
I love it.
Charet.
I really like that advice because I'm someone who's medyo like passive. I'm kind of a shy person who doesn't really initiate. I mean, you know, show the initiative. Right. So now that you told me that, I mean, come clerkship, sana, you know, I gained that confidence to actually be more ano ba. Assertive kahit pa paano.
Yeah.
Yes. That's actually one of my regrets din. Parang there were some rotations na I wish I could have learned more if I was more siguro, I don't know, involved. Kasi may mga ibang departments na ramdam mo na very welcoming sila sa mga clerks nila, yung hindi sila judgy, ganun. Parang doon ako mas ano. Tapos meron naman yung iba na parang hindi ko alam, yung parang they favor the smart ones, yung ganun. Yung alam, yung mafe-feel mo kasi yun eh, yung gustong-gusto nila yung mga matatalino, yung mga leaders usually. Kaya parang pag siningit mo yung sarili mo, parang alam, tuturuan ba ako nito kahit na ito lang ako? Yung parang mga ganun. Pero
you feel like such an inconvenience, no?
Totoo, yun lang yung mahirap. Pero,
pakapala na lang ng mukha.
True, pakapala lang talaga ng mukha. Potek for the learning. Para, siguro isipin nyo na lang na clerkship and internship, lagi nilang sinasabi to, I think sinasabi to sa lahat ng mga med students. Clerkship and internship is the time for you to make all the mistakes you can make. Kasi wala ka pang lisensya, di ba?
Right.
Kung ano yung mga pwede mong gawin, gawin mo na dito lahat na para pagdating mo ng residency, mababalikan mo na yung mga pagkakamali mong yun and you know to avoid them. At least hindi ka na magugulat. Yung pinaka-regret ko nun, my God, nung internship, like, my God, isang beses lang ako nakapag-intubate. As in, isang beses lang ako nakapag-intubate nung anesthesia rotation namin. And I wish na mas nakarami pa ako siguro if mas makapal yung mukha ko and nakadalawang spinal lang ako na thrice, as in yung long, grabe, my gosh, kaya parang my gosh, paano na pag nag-UTL may kailangan i-intubate baka.
Well, speaking of those skills, kasi nga we have none of those right now, even if Samin in online classes, like people teach us the residents, the consultants, they teach us the procedures.
Yeah.
Iba pa rin kasi yung ginagawa mo eh.
Iba talaga. So,
yeah, well...
Lalo na pag mag-a-assist ka sa appendectomy, di ba? Oh, like, they can show you the video, pero when you're actually there, mas ma-appreciate mo talaga.
True.
Yeah, well, just to jump to another question that I have for you, parang I saw this kasi kaming clerks, we are so... like losing confidence na in ourselves. Alam mo yun, parang andyan, di ba, internship matching, and then papalapit na ng papalapit internship. And then when you get the internship, even if you, sabihin natin yan, you put yourself out there, you grab the opportunities, parang nandun pa rin kasi yung inner fear. And then I saw like one of my friends said na parang when a family member comes to them to consult, like ask for medical advice, they're like, oh, better not ask me na lang kasi I was trained online. So, alam mo yun, it's all these sentiments, and I'm sure like the lower years have it too. It's all these sentiments na we're losing the opportunities or, you know, the chances for us to develop the skills. So, what can you advise on that? Kasi parang, alam mo yun, nakaka-dishearten, magpa-practice ka ng labor on a teddy bear. Ikaw rin, magpa-practice ka ng suturing sa baboy.
Na-experience ko yun.
I can't.
Mag-pee ng abo.
I'm so sorry for laughing. Oh my goodness.
No, it's fine. I mean, diba? Katatawa na naman kasi talaga siya. Like, is this really like how we're being trained? We try to make do with what we have, right? We're resourceful in that sense. But I don't know. Parang, I don't know how we'll be able to match up to our seniors once we get the internship, once we get the residency. I know that it just takes time, yes, but
yeah.
It's the fear of committing mistakes pa rin eh. So,
totoo. Especially without the exposure kasi, no? Parang, yeah. I don't know, siguro ang daming med students na may imposter syndrome ngayon. Kasi
yes!
Kasi diba, like everybody expects us all doctors, diba, to be like, on top of our game. Alam dapat natin yan. Pero with the setbacks sa learning natin, diba? Parang how can you even feel that way, diba? When if that's the way people look at you, how can you live up to that? Ang hirap nga, as in like I wish I knew what I can say to make you all feel better. Pero
you're already making us feel better. Right
yeah.
Pero you know what? Yung one thing na I definitely did not give much attention to when I was in med school was the theoretical aspect. Like, I was all about, ang bobo-bobo ko sa theoretical, galingan ko na lang sa skills. Ganun. Kasi I knew na there would be a skills part, di ba? Parang, hindi ko na kaya to, hindi ko na, bahala na kayo dyan, sige, kayo na ang mag-dean's listers, like, I don't give a shit. Wala na akong pakialam, babawiin ko na lang sa personality, sa skills, yung mga ganun.
Ibita tapos, ka na lang.
True. So siguro, given your situation, since walay na, di ba? Walay na talaga yung skills. Hindi na talaga natin maano yan. Bawiin nyo na lang talaga sa theoretical. Bawiin nyo sa theoretical. As in, bawiin nyo ng todo. Kasi I think, ngayon na, yung mga naririnig ko kasi, yung mga residents ngayon, sa mga nag-face-to-face na clerks, they expect the clerks to be able to answer yung mga questions nila about the case.
Yeah.
Yung mga basic questions naman, hindi naman yung mga pang-resident level. Kasi, kumbaga, they don't have an excuse not to be able to read. Diba? Parang, bakit hindi mo pa masagot to? Eh, diba, 8 hours lang kayo dito. Yun yung sinasabi palagi ng mga residents. So parang, sige, hindi ako marunong magtahe, pero kabisado ko naman yung layers of the skin. Yung mga ganun. So parang, in order to make yourself feel better, at least masasagot ko yung mga tanong kahit na hindi ko alam kung paano gawin to, at least gets ko yung layers of the abdomen, yung mga favorite na tanongin, mm-hmm. di ba? Campers, carpas, di ba? Comes before S, kaya campers is more superficial, yung mga gano'n. So, buwi-buwiin nyo doon. As in. And para hindi mainis, siguro, para i-avoid nyo na lang yung inis na manggagaling sa mga residente nyo. Diba? Pagka, sige, gets nila na hindi nyo magagawa yung skill. Okay, sige, gaguide namin kayo, patient kami. Pero yung hindi nyo masagot yung tanong namin, diba kayo yung mas madaming time magbasa? So, siguro yun yung ilalaban nila. So, parang, to get rid of that imposter syndrome thing, oh, mm-hmm. sige, I can't do this with my hands, but at least I have my brain. Yun na lang. Yun na lang yung isipin ninyo. Kasi ako talaga, buong clerkship, oh my God, hindi ako nagbasa. Oh God, I'm so guilty. Like, binabasahan ko lang noon yung mga kaso na ire-report ko. As in, doon lang ako nagbibigay ng effort.
Oh no.
Like yung hepatic, ano ba yun yung...
Nakaka-relate ako.
Diba, like, may special case nun, hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy. Like, oh my gosh, super expert ko nun nung pecho rotation ko. Pero sa pneumonia, wala akong alam. Kasi mas binasahan ko pa yung HIE na super rare naman na case. Yung mga ganun talaga. As in, very mahina talaga ako sa theoretical nun. Kaya, pag nagtatanong yung consultant, I'm like, yeah. Ganun na lang.
I'll read on that po, Doc.
Yeah, I'll read on that. Thank you so much.
Noted.
Or I'll read on the, di ba kasi pag surgery, parang you have to, you know kung ano yung pasyente mo the next day kasi scheduled OR naman yun. Tapos, wawarningan ka kasi ng residente mo eh, na, yung consultant na to, nagtatanong to, kaya basahan mo. So, babasahan ko. Tapos yung mga tinatanong niya, hindi ko binasa, girl, yung mga tinatanong niya. Hindi ko naman alam na yun yung tatanungin niya. Tapos sabi ko talaga kay Doc, hindi ko po nabasahan yan. Pwede bang magsabi na lang ako nang nabasa ko? Oh, sige, okay lang. Sabi naman nila. So yung mga ganun, bawiin nyo sa mga ganun. Yung parang, Doc, hindi ko nabasa. Pero ito alam ko. Para lang masabi mo na may alam ka. Yung mga ganun. Para hindi naman magbuka na completely clueless. Kasi nagbasa naman ako, Doc. Okay. Mali lang kasi yung tinanong nyo. Kayo yung mali. Mali ang tinanong. Yung mga ganun. Dapat ito yung tinanong nyo para masagot ko. Yung mga ganun. Sas in super, kada shifting exam ko talaga per rotation noon, like I was so nervous kasi like I would take the shifting exam talaga na hindi nag-aral. Hindi like nag-aral. I don't know, ang kapal talaga ng mukha ko, I cannot. As in, and I failed talaga sa like 4 na rotations na nag-shifting exam ako. And ayun, binawi ko na lang sa makeup hours. Tapos ayun, yung mga moments na ganun. Sabi ko parang yung mga moments na ganun, parang papasaba ako ng boards. Oh my God, buti lang pabasa ako ng boards. Parang, sige. Itodo aral mo na ngayong review season, okay? Kasalanan mo to, hindi ka kasi nag-aral ng clerkship.
So, I think sinasabi ko, discard eh.
True. Yun din yung isipin nyo. Like, ngayong clerkship or internship, since medyo limited pa rin yung contact, no? Make it as your preparation for the boards. Kasi ako noon, like, so I'm so sorry. Like, buong clerkship and internship, hindi talaga ako nag-aral. Okay? Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, tanungin nyo talaga yung mga groupmates ko. Sila, nagbabasa na sila. And I'm like, malayo pa kayo ang boards. Malayo pa ang boards. Mag-YouTube ako dito. Bahala kayo dyan. Mag-Netflix ako dito. Bahala kayo dyan. As in, sobrang chill ko masyado. Kaya, pagdating nung review season sa Top Notch, oh my God, super panic ako. Kasi parang, oh my God, parang first time ko magbasa ulit. Parang first time ko makita lahat ng mga kapis na to. As in, like, my anxiety was through the roof talaga. Sabi ko, parang hindi ako makatulog. Like, sobrang kawawa ako noon. Like, parang, ala yan, kasi kasalanan mo to kasi hindi ka nag-aral. Hindi ka nag-aral, kasalanan mo to. So, you have the opportunity to prepare for the board exam. So, isipin nyo na lang na nagpre-prepare na kayo for the board exam. Para pagdating nung official review season ninyo sa review center, if ever mag-enroll kayo, parang less yung kaba. May kaba pa rin, pero lesser. Ako talaga grabe yung kaba ko noon. As in like, oh my God, like I almost needed a psychiatrist. Hindi ko alam. Like, I wasn't eating right for 2 weeks. Kasi sabi ko, oh my God, babagsak ako. Yun talaga yung iniisip ko, babagsak ako. Wala akong alam, hindi ko to nabasa. Hindi ko wala. Thank goodness nahabol ko naman. So, yeah.
I think nakaka-relate si Ara din right now because she's preparing for Revalida.
So, hi, girl. Like, good luck.
Alam mo yung every night, like, asan puyat talaga kami basa. And then, minsan kung ano na lang yung reading sa table, parang wala ka ng listahan, basta basahin mo yan, go lang. And
true.
You know what I realized? Kasi we have these like mini revalidas per rotation. I think that's what they're trying to do to compensate for the lack of skills. So they try to introduce as much cases to us as possible. Tapos, alam mo yun, it's like what you said na kabado ka, feeling mo babagsak ka talaga, feeling mo hindi mo masasagot yung tanong, feeling mo you're gonna be thrown a really impossible question that you're just gonna black out on. Pero after all that, masasagot mo pa rin. Like, if you prepared, it's Totoo. Gonna, it's gonna
Preparation is the key.
Right, right.
Totoo.
So much for the tips on what we could do to compensate after all this
pandemic. Bawin nyo sa theoretical, promise. Bawin nyo sa theoretical. Kasi ako, walang-wala ako noon sa theoretical nung internship. Promise. Pati internship. Puro skills lang. Yun lang yung pinagyayabang ko nun.
Pero if we backtrack a little bit and we talk about the fatigue, yun nga, yung feeling of languish. Kasi,
oh my God.
Ano yan eh. Alam mo yung samahan ng med students na board?
It's you a know Facebook, that Facebook group.
What's that? Oh my God, I don't know that. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, may samahan. It was born like during the pandemic, like start ng lockdown. So it's samahan ng...
That's a book?
No, it's a Facebook group. Yeah. It's a Facebook group.
Ah, Facebook group. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Meron din yung MedX Lolandian.
Oh. Mga ganyan pala. Oh my God, I feel...
But
I feel so old tuloy. My God. Kakapasa ko lang ng boards noong November last year. Tapos parang ang... Parang grabe naman na yung generation gap.
We have to generation gap then, don't worry. Pero dun sa group kasi na yun, parang recently they've started like confession sort of. So like whenever you have sentiments about online learning, you just share it and they post it anonymously. Tapos parang may nabasa ako doon na alam mo yun, you're gonna sit down on a session and basically you sit down on it. There really are days, admittedly, ganito nangyayari sa akin. May days talaga na you're not there to listen, you're just there to wait for the meeting to end. Or you're just there for the sake of attendance. So parang it's good that some students, they're able to, alam mo yun, still actively beyond participate. Yeah, beyond their game, really interact with the consultants. And yun nga, like you said, parang ask the residents questions whenever you can. It's good that they still have that motivation. But it's so hard to maintain it and to like really make it through to the end. So like, what can we do about this? Kasi sobrang... Wala, ako, feeling ko like super hopeless ko na kahit nakakailang basa ako. Okay, I'm able to answer some questions here and there. But I feel like ipasok mo ko ngayon sa hospital, kinabukasan, ipasok mo ko, I won't be able to do anything. I'm just gonna stand there in one corner and be like, oop, I know nothing. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to moments like that, no, I think we've experienced that then while we were reviewing for the boards. Hindi ko alam for some reason talaga nakakaano ang online learning.
Yeah.
There's something really off about it. So kaming mga magfriends, we made it a point na weekly, we would meet on the weekends, mag-zoom kami, and we wouldn't talk about the lectures. Mag-chichikahan lang kami just to get our mind off of it. And it works. As in, super, ang ganda. Sabi ko, this was the best idea we've ever done. Tapos nung medyo hindi pa mahigpit yung quarantine nun, every month, magsasamgyupsal kaming magkakaibigan. Yeah, just to let out our frustrations and, you know, express how much it sucks to be studying all the time, doing this online, trying to catch up on your backlogs. Yung mga ganun. So you make it a point to do something weekly as friends together that you can share. No, you can share your emotions together para feel mo na valid yung nararamdaman mo. Kasi I think that's the most important thing, to make sure that what you are feeling is real, it's true, it's not valid. Just in your head. Alam mo yun, na hindi ka nag-i-imagine lang, hindi ka nag-i-inarte. So those kinds of meetings, you know, with your friends, weekly or monthly na samgyup sal, yung mga ganun, really helps a lot mentally, like sa mental health mo, knowing that someone else is going through what you're going through. So definitely don't be afraid to open up about what you feel, no, with your friends. Kasi important yun. Important talaga na meron kang support group, you know? That was the thing talaga that got me through din, the review, with all my anxiety and all that shit. Parang, oh my God, buti na lang sila din kinakabahan. Like, alam ko parang, gago ka naman. Pero, di ba, it feels good knowing that someone else is feeling what you're feeling. Kasi it will push you to keep moving forward. Kasi they're moving forward, so you will feel the need to move forward then. Kasi you're all feeling the same way. So parang sige, sabay-sabay tayong mag-move forward with our anxiety. Maganda yung feeling pag ganun.
Yeah, that's actually a really nice way to cope with the online fatigue. But actually, ayok yung, like you mentioned, I think earlier, some of the residents, they would say, no, oh, you guys have all the time in the world to like read this and read that, which is true. But then that's when you also experience online fatigue, because that's literally true. All you do. You're not able to hang out with friends anymore. That's why it's really important that you set a schedule with your friends to, you know, just be, talk about ACADS, free stuff.
But totoo.
Be stress.
And don't feel bad about backlogs. As in,
don't
feel bad about them. Kasi everybody has them. Okay, everybody has them. Okay, I think there's like, I don't know, there's like probably one or two videos na hindi ko napanood noon for the boards. Like lectures na I wasn't able to attend din for the boards. It's okay. It's okay, kasi parang how the hell will you even perform if you're not mentally prepared, di ba? Yung mga ganun. Kaya parang don't feel bad to, you know, prioritize yourself every once in a while. Kasi pag nag-advise ako ng ganun, sige, huwag ko na, hindi na ako mag-aaral. Baka ganun kasi interpretation eh. Pero remember what's important, but don't forget that you are important as well.
Wow. Daming quotable quotes again.
Kaya nga eh, may hirapan akong i-filter to sa snippet. Yeah, that's really true eh. As in, ngayon when I'm studying for Revalida, I always take Sundays off. As in, yun yung day that I allow to just do whatever and not answer any messages, not read anything talaga. And, you know, parang sabi ko nga din sa friends ko who are also gonna take their Revalida, you're not gonna be able to really study each topic, each disease.
That's true.
And besides, in the exams, not all of them are gonna appear then. And during orals, you're just gonna be presented one case. So, alam mo yun, parang don't feel bad about yourself for like, oh, hindi ko nabasa to, hindi ko nabasa yan. Bahala na talaga. Like, there was one talk that I listened to, like yung positive bahala na. Like you put in the effort, you just gotta believe that you're gonna make it through.
That is true. Do as much as you can, but you don't have to do everything.
Yes.
Diba, alam mo yun, ibigay mo lahat, pero it's okay na hindi mo, alam mo yun, ma-scan lahat. Alam mo, basta alam mong nag-effort ka, basta alam mong maximal game face on ka nun. Basta alam mong nag-effort ka. True, that's so true.
Dasal-dasal na lang.
And dasal-dasal na lang.
See for Christ.
Anyway, so sige, moving on to the next part of our podcast. So as medical students, what can we do during this time of the pandemic? Like, how can we contribute to the society as medical students?
Well, the number one thing talaga that you can do at your level is information dissemination. As in, yun talaga yun. Like, don't count on the influencers to do that. Alam mo yun? Wow! Para si, don't count on me to do that. Wow.
Okay, napatingin na lang ako. Wow.
I'm gonna stop this podcast now.
Hindi, pero while there are content creators who talk about the important stuff like about COVID and stuff like that, your voice still matters. Like when you post on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook about factual information about COVID, you are still helping. Kasi makikita yan ng friends nyo, makikita yan ng mga kapitbahay nyo or whatever, yung friends ng mama mo, makikita nila yan. So mm-hmm. even though you don't, wag nyo kasi isipin na parang, oh, hindi na ako magpo-post ng ganyan, maliit lang naman yung reach ko. Pero no, imagine mo, if all medical students got together and they post as frequently as they can about facts about COVID, madaming marireach if everyone does it. Kahit na sabi mo na, less than 1,000 lang naman yung followers ko, kukunti lang naman yung mga friends ko, you're still reaching someone. So that's true. The best thing talaga na you can do. Kasi sobrang daming medical misinformation, people believing that COVID is, I don't know, plinano daw ng big pharma that this is all a scheme to control us all, that the vaccines have trackers, yung mga ganun. Parang, oh my gosh, grabe, it's very sickening talaga reading right. comments like that. And sabi kasi nila, you should ignore the bashers. Pero yung mga
speaking
bashing
of that,
na ganito,
I want to ask about that. Do you receive any negative comments? Yes, mga anti-vaxxers?
Or... I do receive comments like that. And they tell me to ignore them. Pero hindi kasi to bashing na parang, oh, ang pangit ng ilong mo, oh, ang pangit ng ngiti mo. Hindi kasi ganun yan. They're not targeting who I am. They're targeting factual information. Right. Kaya parang it's so difficult to ignore it na it needs to be constantly addressed. So parang feel ko talaga, if we all work together and disseminate the right information, like, we will kill them all. Alam mo yun, we will silence them all.
Right.
Kasi who better to talk about it than us, di ba? Kasi this is our profession. We learn about it. We know it better than they do. But for some reason, kasi ang confident ng mga hindi talaga masters sa field natin, yung never man lang nakaapak sa hospital, never man lang pinag-aralan yung mga subjects na pinag-aralan natin, sila pa yung mas confident. Imagine that. Tapos tayo takot na takot na mali yung sagot natin sa mga resident. Tapos silang yabang-yabang online. Sabi ko, oh my God, nasaan yung... How is this even possible that someone who is ignorant about something be more confident than us? So sabi ko, ay, hindi pwede to. Dapat tayo ang mas powerful. So yun talaga yung number one na I would encourage you to teach what you can. Like even like sa family members nyo lang, like sa group chat ng mga kaibigan nyo. Kasi may mga high school friends din ako na parang hindi sila, yung mga iba parang medyo kina-question yung COVID. And I'm like, yung totoo, girl. May kaibigan kang doktor, kina-question mo kung totoo ang COVID o hindi. Like, seryoso ka ba? So, yun, that's the biggest thing you can contribute talaga. Or you share yung mga publication materials ng DOH. Magaganda naman sila, in fairness. Yung mga ginagawa ng DOH na PubMed. Very simple, easy to understand. Pero for some reason, yung mga Pinoy, ayaw nila nagbabasa. Mas gusto nilang nanonood. So, share nyo
so,
na yung
TikTok
videos ko.
Charin!
Pala.
So, wait, do you reply to those comments na who are, ano ba, medyo hater?
Ah, okay. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes sarcastically, charot. Pero I gather those comments, no, and I try to make a video out of it na lang. To respond to those comments. Para alam mo yun, minsan na, pero kahit na in-address mo yung question nila, parang maghahanap sila ng weird loophole na hindi naman tagal loophole.
Yeah.
Yung mga, oh, sinasabi lang yan ni Doc kasi may shares yan sa PhilHealth.
Ano? May mga ganun talaga.
Yeah, it's so pointless arguing with people who have no reason na talaga. So,
totoo.
You know.
Yung mga ganun klaseng comments, I'm like,
parang you already did your part, so okay na yun. Parang bahala na sila.
Okay, I've given you the right information. Okay, just do what you will with this information. Wala na ako dyan, bahala na kayo.
Yeah.
Just to jump off from that, medyo hot topic kasi ngayon. I just want to run this by you. Medyo hot topic kasi ngayon yung treatment, diba, sa healthcare workers natin. And actually, I got this question from like one of the people who messaged us, Medcast, who said na parang, can you get like an opinion from someone who's like a recent board passer such as yourself on like thoughts about moving abroad or practicing elsewhere? because of how healthcare workers in our country are treated. So what do you feel about that?
It's really sad. Like, the life here is so poor.
Miss Universe.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
But that's really true, no? Like, you see a lot of these nurses, doctors who would much rather work abroad because yung compensation talaga is far better talaga. Like, I can't argue with that, you know? Parang, how can you stop them and say na, help us, kukunti na lang tayo dito sa, kukunti na lang tayong healthcare workers dito sa Philippines, and the patient nurse ratio, the doctor to nurse ratio is unbelievable. Alam mo, nurse isang ward, minsan nurse isang floor pa. Pati yung doctor to patient, diba? And then people keep complaining na, bakit ang tagal-tagal ng mga doktor eh? Ang dami nyo kaya, tapos kunti lang kami. Yung mga ganun. So I can't really blame our fellow Filipinos, you know, for wanting to work abroad. Kasi it really seems like they're having a great time there. Na parang ako din minsan, parang sana ako din. Sana ako din, but I will stay for my people. What? I will stay for my fellow countrymen. Pero there are some people who need it kasi they need to work abroad because they need to provide for their families. And I think those who stay here kasi parang hindi ganun ka bigat yung pangangailangan nila. So we can't really blame them. We can't really, you know, di naman natin pwede sabihin na where's your patriotism? Why are you leaving us? Diba? You can't really say that. You can't say that kasi baka kailangan talaga ng pamilya nila. Diba? So, ayun. Ako talaga, I wish I were working in another country. I wish I were there where, you know, healthcare workers are given the right compensation, where they're respected appropriately. I mean, hindi ko naman sinasabi na parang, respect me all, people. Respect me, layman. Respect me, president. Hindi naman ganun. Like, just the right treatment. Alam mo yung respectful treatment sana. Yun lang yung nakikita ko kasi kulang. Like, some hospitals don't even have hazard pays here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Like, totoo ba? Like, grabe kasi talaga yung work na hinaharap ng mga nurses, mga doctors. Alam mo yun, like, they're at risk for dying every single day during this pandemic. And yung help that they get is not enough. I mean, I'm not saying anong ambag mo? I'm like, what? That's not an argument, really. I mean, the budget is being allocated for things na parang hindi kailangan. Napansin ko lang.
Shit.
Oops.
What's the tea, joke lang?
Alam nyo na yan. Let's not speak of it.
Yes.
Actually, yun yung tinatry namin to do with this episode is to acknowledge the fatigue and to let the students know that they have a role in this pandemic. Kasi parang ang sakit isipin na nakaupo ka lang sa harap ng computer mo, tapos yung mga residente na ihirapan na sa pag-control ng patients, yung mga consultants, isa-isa sila nagkakasakit na like me. I've had 3 of my recent professors, my previous professors, who have died because of COVID. So, it's kind of, I don't know, it's sobrang nakakalungkot for you to think na parang, I have no part in this. Like, I can't do anything about it kasi hindi kami allowed mag-face-to-face, hindi kami tinuturuan ng skills, etc. We can't help out din naman in the COVID wards if ever we do face-to-face. So, I really appreciate you being here, like offering your thoughts, letting people know na it starts with simple information dissemination, even on platforms that seem so mundane like TikTok.
Yeah. Pero yun yung pinakamaraming reach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, ayun lang. If you have any final words for our listeners who are kind of feeling down on themselves right now.
Well, you know what? Don't feel inadequate, no? Kasi you will have your time. And right now, I think the universe is really preparing you, you know, mentally. And we don't really have any control of the situation right now. But the moment that you do that you are given the opportunity to finally participate in this pandemic and help out, then give it your all, because the universe gave you the time to prepare for it. So kumbaga, isipin niyo na lang na, okay, let's not waste this time. Let me develop a good mindset so that when I enter the hospital, kahit na wala akong alam na skill, at least I have knowledge and the theoretical knowledge on my side to help out. And we can never really get rid of the fear kasi, like, alam mo yun, even after clerkship and internship and everything, kami na nakapag face-to-face, may fear pa rin eh. There's still that fear to make a mistake, make the wrong diagnosis. And for you guys, huwag niyong isipin na you're more, I don't know, you're mas mahina kayo. Ganon. Parang don't think that. Kasi each and every one of us will have to deal with that fear pa rin, regardless of what you go through. But I think we will all become the doctors that we hope to be. Kasi I believe in destiny. I know I believe that the universe always has plans for us. And the way things are right now, I think the path is being made right for all of us. And just trust the process. Yun talaga yung three words na I never really understood. No? Yung trust the process. And I think it applies for any situation.
True.
Just trust the process. Right now, you might not realize it, but when you're actually there, oh, so that's why that happened to me, so that I will be this at this time. So don't feel bad. Kasi kami din noon nung nag-start yung pandemic, na gusto na namin mag-boards, pero na-push pa, na-move pa to November. Gusto na mag-September para maging part na kami ng, you know, pandemic fight against COVID. Yung mga ganon. Gusto mo rin ma-feel na part ka na noon. Tapos kami parang, no, anong ginagawa natin dito? Nag-aaral, wala naman tayong kwenta. No. Don't feel that. It's because it's not your time yet. It's not your time. You will have your time. And once you are given that time, do everything you can. Like, do your best. Ibigay mo na lahat. Buong puso mo, buong kaluluwa mo when you are given that time. So right now, just enjoy the moment that you have. Make the most out of it. And know that you will become the doctor you wish to be.
Can I just say, that's a very Miss You answer.
I shed a tear on that.
Yeah, but I was like, Catriona, bless me. Pia, bless me.
But kidding aside, I really like that answer because that sums up pretty much everything we talked about in this episode. No?
Yeah.
For all the important points.
Kinikilig ako ngayon, just here. No, kasi it's true. No, pero totoo. As in, kami kasi, like, being the creators of this podcast, and whenever we share content like this, people are always so drawn to it. Kasi they feel na their feelings are validated.
Right.
Na, okay, I'm not the only one. Kasi, okay, I posted kasi, like, something about, kasi sobrang nakakapagod na siya. As in, there are days na hindi mo mapapansin nagbabasa ka, tapos talagang lumaluha ka na lang. I never thought that would be possible. But yes, talagang,
oh
my God, why am I still here? Why am I still studying? I feel so incompetent. So I posted that story na parang, you know, you're not alone in this. This is just the situation that we're dealt with. Doesn't mean that we have to deal with it forever. Like what you said, it's just not our time now. So, in the meantime, you try to grow yourself and make opportunities that work for you now so you can make it useful for you in the future. Parang ganun. So, parang, I don't know, to have that revalidated again and to hear it from you, Kiliman Guru, like, that's, I don't know, that's like, I'm ready for Revalida.
This is the push you needed before Revalida.
I'm happy to hear that. Oh, and there's also one thing I wanted to add. Because I think being a doctor doesn't boil down to you being smart and skillful. The most important quality, I think, for me is your attitude. You know, that fighting attitude, that willingness to learn and to not be afraid to face the challenges, you know, to fight whatever comes your way. I think that's the most important thing eh. Kasi ako noon talaga nung clerkship internship, I wasn't really the smartest. And pagdating sa skills, parang medyo kahit na yun yung pinagyayabang ko minsan, I mess up. Like yung pagtali ko pangit, yung mga ganun, pag patient care medyo ano rin. Pero for me, I think what really made me survive was the attitude. Yung alam mo yun, yung don't be afraid to accept na you have weaknesses, but also acknowledge your strengths din. Kasi that's what makes a good doctor eh. The one who has that attitude, that grit, di ba? Laging sinasabi yun sa atin, always have that grit. That's the one thing siguro na you can also develop during this time. Right. Habang wala pa kayo sa hospital, no, develop that attitude. Kasi attitude talaga will save you. Pati sa residency, when they choose residents, attitude palagi, number one, always. Lagi nilang kinoconsider yun. I mean, if you're smart and skillful, pero ma-attitude, pangit naman yung attitude mo, they won't accept you. So be the person you want to work with. That's always remind yourself that, no, na pagka nakatrabaho ko ba yung sarili ko, gusto kong katrabaho yung sarili ko forever. Yung mga ganun, be the person na you hope na laging inaasahang ka-duty. Di ba meron yung mga rin, yung mga gusto mong ka-duty kasi even though they're not the smartest, pero they always have this positive attitude na kahit na may maling mangyari, parang everything will be fine kasi gagawan nyo ng paraan yan.
Mm-mm. That's really
attitude,
good.
Number one.
Oh my God, kinikilig pa rin ako.
Grabe.
Thank you so much for
thank you.
Gracing us with your presence tonight. I'm sure.
Thank you for inviting me. I really love these kind of interviews. Podcast, chill laugh, especially if it's about med, because alam mo yun, I don't need to twist my words kasi minsan pagka non-medical yung mga kausap ko parang my gosh, kailangan pala ano iba yung words na gagamitin ko kasi baka hindi nila mag-gets. And for interviews like this, it's more natural. Parang hindi nga kailangan ano, i-simplify pa yung words or something like that.
Well, we're really glad you had fun with us. Like, we had so much fun then with you.
Yeah. Anyway, would you like to plug in your socials then?
Yeah, just follow me at like Kiliman Guru.
He doesn't need to plug because like I don't know him.
Grabe naman. No, yeah, just follow me at Doc Kiliman Guru. Like, I'm the only person on social media with that name.
Unique.
Kiliman Guru, you can never go wrong. Like, yun siya lahat sa YouTube, sa Facebook, sa Instagram, and
TikTok.
Yeah, that's me. That's all Kiliman Guru. Hindi pa ako nagtitwitter. I'm a little bit afraid of Twitter. Kasi dun yung pinaka-vocal people, I think.
Yeah. Kaya, the keyboard warriors.
True. Kaya feel ko pag nandun ako, hindi ko nakakayanin. Medyo kere ko pa yung mga bashers ng TikTok and Facebook eh. Pero pagdating sa Twitter, feel ko, my God, feel ko wala na yun. I think I'll fall into a dark place. So for the sake of my mental health, Twitter, No. I won't.
They have
let
so
you
much
poison.
Power with just 140 characters.
Totoo, grabe. My gosh. Kasi nakikita ko yung ibang threads eh. Sineshare sa GC namin. Tapos parang, grabe, yung aggressive ng mga tao dito. Ah. Sige, wag na lang.
Well, anyway, thank you again for being with us on this episode.
Had
I'm
so
sure
much fun.
I'm not the only one who appreciated your words of advice. Kinikilig pa rin talaga ako. I'm so sorry. This is gonna carry over for the rest of the week.
Stop it!
But anyway, thank you, Kiliman Guru, Dr. Kiliman Guru. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. If you appreciate this content, just follow us on Facebook and Instagram at MedcastPH and let us know what you think. If you have any comments or suggestions for future episodes, just shoot us a message and we'll get right to it. Thank you again. Thank you, Karen. And daming thank you.
Yes, thank Medcast you, for the win.
This has been Ara.
And Karen.
And the Kiliman Guru.
Hey.
And we will see you on the next episode of Medcast. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye.